Okay, gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday to you and to you and to you.
Of course, that means we're 45 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of local submissions today. All you local artists out there, the aspiring musicians who are like, bruh.
Yeah. We got a lot.
I want my band to be played.
A lot of
on
them.
On the station.
Mm-hmm.
That just ends.
It does.
That just ends. Wake up!
Yeah.
It's time to get going. Yeah, a lot of local submissions this morning. If you are an artist that would like to get your music played on Static Radio, mystaticradio.com/localsrule. Locals Rule section.
Yeah, Archibald's a Locals Rule, and they've been killing it in the double shot.
Dang, dude, all week long.
Yeah.
All week long. I was looking at the list. They knocked out Chad Barella, Cardboard Kids, The Almost. They beat up on Kai Kai yesterday.
Who's next?
I don't know.
Bow, bow, bow.
Of course, your morning would not be complete.
It would not.
Without a phone call.
Who is it?
And it is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hooray!
How's it going, guys?
No.
72.
Hey, wait. You know what? I think it's my pride in everyone's mood this morning. Hey, you know what? I actually got some good news from our Hawks football team over at Volcano. We won, guys, last night.
Yeah! What'd you guys win? Like a car?
No,
wasn't
no,
like
we
Price
won
is
this
right?
football game.
It was like Price is Right. You guys won a new car?
That's pretty cool.
No,
oh,
I wish.
So awesome.
You know what the score last night was? 14 Hawks, 6
You won
Cougars.
14 Hawks?
Dang, man.
Man, what are you guys going to do with
Cougars.
All those Hawks?
Are you a Falconer?
No, guys. I'm just saying the football score again for you folks. 14 Volcano Vista, 6 Cibola Cougars.
I wish
there were
Falconer.
6 Cougars at Cibola?
That's crazy.
No. No, guys, we beat them. It was a crazy game last night, but hey, even though it rained, the guys still, you know, did their best. They kicked butt. And you know what? Now we can say we beat Cibola.
That's good.
I like it.
It was crazy, guys. Oh, my goodness. I was down there on the field, and it was pouring.
I don't know, though, man, because 14 Hawks
pouring
is like, they're like this big, and then you got 6 Cougars.
I
feel like
Cougars
6 Cougars would beat 14 Hawks.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. The Hawks could swoop down and, like, claw at him, but I still feel like the Cibola's got more animal power.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you know, truth be told, Cibola is actually our rival.
Oh,
they're Cibola High School. They are the Volcano Vista rivals.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? We're all football players. You know what? Some of us are friends with some other teams. You know what?
Football.
Hey, you know what, guys? No. Games are games, and that doesn't mean, I mean, deter if your friends or not, you know?
Who won the Quidditch match? I care a lot more about that one.
You Quidditch.
What's that?
Quidditch? What do you mean, what's
Matthew,
that?
Matthew, everybody knows what Quidditch is.
Yeah, it's like the most important sport.
I thought you said something else, Quidditch. Yeah, I watched Harry Potter.
Okay, good.
Wait, Harry Potter, who's that?
No. No.
Oh, and by the way, Judy the bus driver says good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Judes.
Ask Judy who her favorite Quidditch player is.
Judy, did you watch Harry Potter?
No, who's Harry Potter?
That's what the game is, you know, tied to. It's
no,
in that
this
movie.
Is a real sport.
Matthew, Steve-O's parents won't let him watch Harry Potter because they say it's of the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. That's strange. I watched it.
What do we say about that? We say, ha, strange.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. Oh, man.
All right. You know what? Guys, I know homecoming is around the corner, guys.
Oh,
it is
no!
just officially around the corner. It is not this Saturday,
Dude.
But the next Saturday.
Are you
going to
get dressed
early
up?
I know it's early to say this, but folks, I already have a date.
Are you going to? What?
You? Are you going to get all dressed up?
Oh, heck yeah, guys. Hey, you know what? I can announce it here on the radio. I am picking my wonderful, beautiful cousin Ashley Kelly. She is a senior at El Dorado High School. For those of you folks who don't know what El Dorado is. Hey, you know what? Guys, it's going
to
be a great night.
Eldo,
you folks out there, Volcano, do see me and my cousin. Please come and say hello. Don't be shy, folks.
Taking the cousin to prom.
No.
Yeah.
Matthew over here had a lot of friends who took his cousins to prom, too, at Mississippi.
And in
I think
Mississippi,
it was different, though.
in Mississippi, you take your cousins to prom.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, you know, that's actually, I mean, a pretty good thing. You know, I mean, one way you could, you know, thank them for being there for you, too.
Right.
And besides, that's actually one way you show someone that you really, I mean, want to say, hey, appreciate all you've done for me, especially because I can say this, guys, my cousin's been here for me all throughout last year. She's been real nice, helped me out with a lot of things, and I appreciate all that she's done for me. So,
yeah,
one way I'm going to thank her for all she's done for me.
There you go.
Hey, stuff, for those of you guys, for the freshmen out there that want some dance tips, you guys can go contact me at mattfromabq@gmail.com. And what I'll do is I'll give you guys the best advice I can. And, hey, you know what? One thing, guys, is don't be shy about dancing, because you know what? Nobody's perfect at dancing.
Nobody's perfect at dancing.
I can't dance that well, guys, but at least I have fun.
That's right.
I can dance.
So,
dude,
yeah.
What song can we play for you this morning to get your dance groove on?
Let's see. You know what? Mateo, tell me, do you have anything that's, like, you know, energetic?
Yes, actually, we do. We have... Yes, we have an energetic song from Sleepwave.
Yes.
That I'm going to play for you.
Play that for me, guys. I'm going to let Mateo surprise me.
Matthew, I want to tell you something. You're my buddy. You know that?
You're my boy, Drew.
You're my boy. Have a good day.
You too, guys.
All right, remember,
as always, it's great to be a Hawk.
Yeah!
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks! Guys, something's wrong with our video camera again. I don't know what it is. I tried to restart.
Here's what happened. They updated us to this ridiculously awesome webcam.
Yeah.
Then they showed us, the web people came back and showed us how to use it, assuming...
You know that we listen really well.
That we were going to pay attention, one. Two, that we were going to understand this ridiculous technology. There's webcams all over us.
Yes.
We got webcams on webcams. And they keep saying, don't touch it. Just let it do its thing.
We got so many webcams. I feel like a teenager with bad priorities right now.
When it does its thing, man, it doesn't work out. Like a teenager with bad priorities.
Just like a teenager. Just like a mom who would film her son holding a bunch of books over his head.
Oh, no, y'all.
Just like that.
Yeah. Just like that.
And he's just crying.
Yeah.
Just crying and crying.
Don't know what we're talking about. We'll talk about that coming up in breaking news, I'm sure.
We need to call the Edge and we should call them and say, hey, can you guys give us a story?
Tell us that story that you were telling everybody else.
Tell us your story.
Yeah.
Tell us your story.
Birthday's coming up at 6:45. Your opportunity to give a shout out to a loved one. studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. Or you can always call producer Doug and say, bruh, I want a shout out to my cousin that I'm taking to a homecoming. And we'll be
like,
that's cool, man. All right. Don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird, Doug.
Yeah. 338-3700, the phone number there. This one's going out to Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah, it is.
Waking you up on your Tuesday.
You know it.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Our apologies to our friends, namely Thebes, watching the video camera right now. We can't figure out what's
going on. I have no idea what's happening.
We're going to keep trying. Might be a little bit, though, before everything gets worked out. Unfortunately, our tech guys don't have to come in as early as we do. But that's cool, right? Okay, anyway. Today is October 21st. It's time for breaking news. The number of the day is 16. That's weighed in pounds of the average middle school student's backpack.
Wow.
And that sucks. You would think, you know, eventually I bet everybody will just get like a school-issued iPad or something like that, and all their stuff will just be on there.
Yep.
But then you'll have like, never mind. We've already talked about Trapper Keepers for your iPad. Did you ever get a Trapper Keeper case for your iPad?
Of course. Oh, wait, no, for my iPad, no.
Man, but I would if I had an iPad. It seems to me, though, that iPads are slowly, like, starting to become obsolete, because as the phone gets bigger, why do you need an iPad? You basically got a little one. that's how I feel, and you can't tell me how to feel, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
It's World Series time with the San Francisco Giants facing the Kansas City Royals. During the series, out of respect for the home team, several radio stations in the Bay Area are refusing to play Lord's hit song, Royals, which I think is hilarious and kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that.
That's what the song's about.
Yeah.
We'll never be royal. Literally royal. About the Kansas City
Royals.
Because
she saw that guy getting interviewed with the Royals.
It was, oh my gosh, George Brett. George Brett.
Who's
probably
George
the
Brett?
Most famous royal of all time.
Well, there's about to be a whole team of famous ones. Who do you think's going to win?
I'm going for the Royals.
Are you?
I'd like to see the Royals. I'm not going to say they're going to win, though.
Yeah.
San Francisco's a really solid team as well. I don't know. Doug?
Doug?
Royals? Yeah?
Okay. He's wearing royal blue.
They won 8 playoff games in a row. I mean, that's like first time ever to start a playoff run, so.
I'll tell you who's not won 8 games in a row. My fantasy football team.
Yeah.
I think it's because of the name I gave it.
I beat Stephanie Skipper yesterday, and it made me happy.
I was nervous. Beat Fred's girl. Lady Waller.
No.
She beat me by 7 points.
Nope.
7.
Ugh. Duh. It's the worst when you lose to a friend's wife. So I was like, if I don't beat Steph, I'll never hear the end of this.
I know.
I have to beat her.
I beat her.
Good job.
The U.S. Senate race out of North Carolina is on pace to become the most expensive in history, with a projected total expenditure of $103 million that has thus far resulted in some 80,000 showings of TV ads, which are so important. We see, unfortunately for all of us, we have seen plenty of that around here too.
There's some funny ones right now.
Seen and heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some funny ones?
Yeah.
Man, if I was a politician, all of my ads, I wouldn't focus on anything. They would be the funniest things you had ever seen.
Yeah, there's this one political ad that I think is super hilarious, because there's this guy, Rob Lowe, and he's going up against other Rob Lowe's.
No, I don't think that's a political ad.
Well, you know it is, because they're wanting you to be like the attractive Rob Lowe. And so it's like they're like campaigning for like attractive people. I'm pretty sure that's how I saw the commercial.
Don't think that's what...
It's hilarious. I vote for pretty Rob Lowe.
A male northern white rhino has died.
Oh, no.
Leaving only 6 of the species left. 5 females and 1 male.
They need to get a mosquito to bite them and stick it in Ember, and then we'll just start cloning them. And
cloning.
It won't even matter.
That we don't even need the Amber for that, because
That's true.
That would just carry it for millions of years. Millions and millions of years. Millions. Yeah, I'm millions of years old.
It would take the world off their shoulders.
Oh, man. The Beijing International Marathon was held Sunday, and air pollution was so bad that runners wore face masks and periodically sponged the pollution off of their skin.
Wow.
That's gross. Where is this? Beijing, China? Man, that stinks. Doug, don't go running in Beijing.
Yeah,
man.
Don't go running.
I don't care what you're running from. You can just come at my... You can just come to my house.
Also, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah.
Please. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
I don't want no scrubs, Doug.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean scrubbing air pollution off my skin.
That's right.
That's gross. Staff at the Vatican scolded Mr. Justin Bieber for kicking a soccer ball down the halls during a private tour.
Okay.
Somebody help that kid out. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Can we all just agree that kid's an idiot?
He needs... I don't even know what he needs.
He needs to be educated. What happened?
Yeah, that's true. There you go. That's true.
Microsoft is about to introduce its own smartwatch. Whippity-doo!
I don't want a smartwatch.
What do you want?
I don't know. I thought for 8 seconds it'd be cool because of like Dick Tracy. Calling Dick Tracy. Hello. Yeah. Come in, Dick Tracy. Hello. But then I realized everybody's just constantly going to be on speakerphone, essentially. Ooh. It's just a speakerphone attached to your wrist.
Headphones?
I don't know. Is that what you do?
I would assume so.
I mean, then what's the point? You might as well just have your phone in your pocket with your headphones if you're going to be a goober like that.
But it's not a watch.
Ugh.
I can't wear watches anyway.
They
get on my nerves and they have weird reaction with my skin.
It'd be really cool to be like, hey, I'm talking to you from my wrist.
Yeah, hey, this is the wrist watch.
But you're also on speakerphone.
Wrist microphone.
Matt and Doug are in the room with me.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Love you as a friend.
Love you too.
It'd be weird.
Shut up, Matt.
A Massachusetts woman on probation was detained after she posted a video of herself doing heroin and cocaine while driving.
Okay.
Doug, gosh, dude. I'm all for multitasking, but that's not what you want.
That's not one of them.
Trust me, buddy. I know that this is your hero, and you came in talking this morning about how cool it was. But I'm here to tell you, man, that's not cool.
We've seen so many stories recently of people filming themselves doing incriminating things.
Yeah.
And then posting it on the internet thinking it's cool. I don't understand this happened that you had to film everything that you do and put it up on the web so that others see all of the stupid things you're
doing. Can we go to Doug? Can we prod up Doug real quick? Because it's his generation, and I want to ask him about it.
Yeah, this is true. Doug, he's like a solid decade younger than us.
And he is.
Doug.
Yes.
Hey, okay, here's the deal. Yeah. Why, and it's not you. I'm not blaming you, okay? Because to my knowledge, the most that you do is a podcast, which I respect.
Yeah.
Because it's a little different.
Podcast.
I do. You respect podcasts.
You do.
And audio.
You really do.
But it's the way radio's going, man. Radio, who needs it?
Everybody listening.
Podcasts are the best.
No way.
I can't wait to get out of here and go listen to podcasts.
Wait, what?
I get out of here and I download this podcast and listen to this.
This is a podcast?
I'm listening right now.
Yeah, what?
This is a podcast. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Not even really here talking to us.
Doug! What? Yeah. Are we plugged into the Matrix?
We got an email last week from somebody who was saying that they podcast us all the time. If they're having a bad day, they'll just go back and listen to old podcasts and laugh for hours.
Good.
And that, like, keeps them going.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's pretty cool.
So anyway, what is the deal with people who are, let's say, 25 years... No, let's say 28 years and younger. Just to include the whole thing.
Yeah.
What's the deal with people filming everything and putting it on YouTube?
I think they think it's funny, so then other people are going to watch it and laugh and think, oh, that's hilarious. He's doing heroin while driving.
Gosh,
this is great.
Well, another thing is people sing songs. They're like, hey, guys, I just wanted to, you know, I've been thinking about this song a lot. And some of you have asked me if I would sing it, so I'm going to sing it. Bear with me because it's not perfect, but, you know, none of us are perfect. And so I want you guys to know that through this song, I am expressing that lack of perfection, but at the same time, a motivation to reach perfection, because I feel like that inside of us, we all have a light and blah, 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 blah. Spiritual mumbo jumbo. I'm 24 years old. I don't have anything figured out, but I'm going to pretend like I do because I think I'm old enough. So anyway, here we go. In the arms of the angel.
I didn't know you subscribed to my YouTube videos.
Doug, yeah, I do.
Thanks,
and
man.
This is an intervention.
It.
Intervention.
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 Oh,
intervention.
Trap.
Quit making videos.
Yeah, dude. All right. And if you're going to sing songs, stop singing Sarah McLachlan, all these sappy, sad songs, okay? We don't want to hear it, man.
We don't
want to hear it.
So I need to sing upbeat songs?
Yeah, Brian Adams.
Okay.
Mix it up a little.
Mix it up.
Rod Stewart, even. I would accept that.
I appreciate the constructive criticism. I appreciate it, guys.
Just trying to help you out.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. We'll see you in a minute.
All right.
That guy.
That guy's the best. The more parents watch violent or sexual content, the more likely they are to allow their children to watch risque content at a younger age.
Wow.
Researchers were surprised at how quickly parents became desensitized to violence and sex after watching only a few scenes from PG-13 and R-rated films. In the study, parents viewed three brief pairs of movie scenes featuring either violence or sexual content. After seeing the first movie clip, the parents thought the minimum age to see the movie with that content should be 16.9 years old on average for violence, or 17.2 years old for sex scenes. After watching the sixth and final scene, the parents were more willing to let younger teens see the movies 13.9 for violence, 14 years old for sex, lowering the minimum age by 3 years or more. That is a quick desensitization rate.
Speaking of desensitization, apparently my middle son is desensitized to death because yesterday we were talking about The Walking Dead and how it was gnarly and it's just too much. And I told him they could watch that movie or watch that TV show when they're like in their 20s and can decide for themselves. But there's going to be much better things on television at that point, so they don't even need to worry about it.
Right.
And Luke turns to me and says, "What happens if you're dead? Can I watch it then?"
Holy cow. You know what you should
and
do.
And I said, what? And he goes, get it, because it's The Walking Dead, and you'll be dead.
He told
him. And
joke.
I was like,
dude, they listen to
that's
us
not,
too much.
That's I don't think that's what you think. That's not funny.
Wait, but you want just me said to I'm be dead?
You just said you want me, like, if I'm dead, you can watch a TV show. And he's like, right, because The Walking Dead, it's funny. And I was like, man, I got to teach you about jokes.
I got to teach you about jokes.
I just got to teach
also,
you about jokes.
Laws about murder and stuff. Well, you should probably talk to Luke about this. If the prospect of a zombie apocalypse weighs heavy on your mind, British company Tiger Log Cabins have just the product for you.
Ah.
You paranoid psycho.
Yes.
The company is advertising the world's first zombie-proof log cabin, designed to withstand the bloodiest of zombie attacks. The ZFC-1, or Zombie Fortification Cabin, comes complete with a 10-year anti-zombie guarantee, which promises to be strong and secure enough to stop any Walking Dead from getting inside. It also boasts a barbed wire surround, an escape hatch, a storage unit to stow your chosen weaponry, and a 360-degree vantage point to keep a close eye on impending zombie attackers. The price is just over $110,000.
Oh my gosh.
Delivery is included, but installation will cost you another $21,000. And there is a 10-year zombie guarantee, because there's still no such thing as zombies.
Wow.
If anybody buys this thing...
And here's the deal.
They could put
a lifetime zombie guarantee on it if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Because let's say that the zombie apocalypse happens, chances are 90% of those people are going to be dead. And if the barrier ever broke down, it's not like you can go get a refund from the company.
Excuse me.
Dead and gone. And if it breaks down,
yeah,
you are too.
Excuse me. I got bitten last week. I haven't changed yet, but I'm here to cash in my guarantee.
Yeah,
you guys lied to me.
I still have the receipt. I have the bite mark to prove it.
Depending on when I change, I'm going to bring forth a class action lawsuit against you guys because you're a bunch of liars.
Oh, man.
I trusted your company.
They really should have just gone the full nine and said, hey, lifetime zombie guarantee.
Lifetime zombie. Guys, it's Halloween, so we're talking about zombies and spookies,
you know,
and all
whatnots.
Kinds of things. Just in time for the spooky season, the city of Fort Collins, Colorado, had a crunchy mystery on its hands. This sounds like a Mad Lib. Crunchy mystery.
A crunchy mystery.
Someone had bought up all the boxes of Count Chocula cereal from two local grocery stores, prompting confusion and hunger in at least a few shoppers. A puzzled shopper who says she usually eats vegetarian and organic food for most of the year wrote to the Coloradoan newspaper saying she splurges around Halloween on her favorite cereal, Count Chocula.
Yeah, dude.
As it turns out, the general manager of Black Bottle, a craft brewing company, had plundered shelves in order to brew beer for the brewery's cerealously, I don't know how to say that. Cerealously beer series.
Jeez.
Previous variations include Golden Grahams, Reese's Puffs, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, used to create milk stouts, and this time it's Count Chocula's turn.
Couldn't they have just called it Burial? I mean, come on. Cerealously?
Cerealously,
they didn't think of Burial?
Guys, that's a very, very tough thing to say this early in the morning.
Why would they do... Maybe they had already been dipping into their own stock, and so then they were like, Cerealously. You sound intoxicated trying to say Cerealously. I'm just saying, guys.
Cerealously. Oh my
god.
Not
condoning cereal beer. I'm just saying that Burial would have been way easier to say.
Burial.
Gosh.
Hey, here's something.
Next time, call us.
You guys know. You know about this station. You know about our faith. You know what we're trying to do here. A woman in Oklahoma decided to leave her restaurant tab for someone else to pay and took off running. Christy Rhines ordered several drinks and food at the Lawton, Oklahoma restaurant El Chico. After receiving the bill, the woman told staff that she had no way in paying it, but it's all good, because her husband, Jesus Christ, would be on the way later to pay in cash. Christy continued to tell workers at the restaurant that she and Jesus Christ are legally married. Rhines maintained that Jesus was going to stroll in and pay her tab up until the moment she was arrested. Police said that the woman was clearly intoxicated when they arrived on the scene.
No way! That's crazy.
And I don't think Jesus showed up to pay her tab. He was too busy taking the wheel for me.
I got that.
Thank you.
That was good.
You can't really just say that Jesus is going to pay your tab. X-ray images caught a man trying to smuggle 44 snakes and lizards onto a flight out of Australia in his suitcase. The 24-year-old smuggler checked in for a flight to Bangkok, but customs officials allegedly spotted and confiscated his reptile stash when his bag was being screened. The haul included 24 shingleback lizards, 16 blue-tongue lizards, 3 black-headed pythons, and an endangered albino carpet python. Idiot. Trying to
Yeah.
And finally, guards in a Russian prison grew increasingly suspicious of a small gray and white cat they had recently seen repeatedly entering and exiting a small hole in the prison fence. When they caught the cat and inspected its collar, they found bags of weed.
Okay.
Authorities are searching for the trainer of the drug mule cat. You know who would never do that?
What?
Beans.
No.
Because he is an upstanding kittizen.
Okay.
Let's look at traffic.
Gosh.
Felt really good about that one. Doug, what do you give it? 1 out of 10?
Oh, man.
He gives it 3. A 3.
Okay.
Solid 3.
Solid 3.
That's a bold 3, Doug. You're a craftsman.
Oh.
I-25 in Paseo is under construction. Also, I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp is closed at I-25 North and Jefferson. And we have road construction. The roadway reduced to 2 lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. On to another good kittizen. This is Birthdays with Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Doug?
Good morning.
What you doing right now?
Oh, I'm just sorry. Hanging out.
Lots of cat jokes on my brain, right? I thought Kittison was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Kittison.
Upstanding
Kittison.
Kittison.
Is the camera working yet? Nope.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Good news is our wonderful, awesome web team person, I emailed and got the auto reply because he's on
vacation.
Oh
yeah, they
until
went
until next week.
They went to that thing. Perfect. Okay, yes. Doug, let's do this.
All right. Yeah. Today, October 21st, 2014, day 294. There are 71 days remaining.
They said this last week. They tried to teach us, and they're like, "Cause you guys know, inevitably next week it'll mess up, and we'll be gone." And we're like, "Yeah, whatever. Nerd City, get out of here."
Yeah.
Yeah.
First up, television judge.
Judge Judy.
Yes.
Okay.
She fought the law and the law won.
She rakes in so much money, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She is 67.
She is 65.
She is 72.
Nice.
Next up, an American rock and roll guitarist and songwriter, best known for her works in the Go-Go's.
Belinda Carlisle? No. Who is Go-Go's? Go-Go's. What's her name? Ooh, I just saw a creepy shadow. Oh, it went in the mix. It was somebody with a guitar. What is her name? I can't remember, Doug.
Charlotte Caffey.
Okay, I didn't know that anyway.
She wrote a bunch of Jules' big hits in the 90s.
We got the beat! Yeah, we got the beat!
56.
53.
61 years old.
Whoa.
Wait.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is the longer version.
Okay, we're interviewing him tomorrow.
Is this Growing Pains theme
song? It is.
But it's Alan Thicke's birthday.
Is this slowed down or something?
It's Tracy Gold's birthday.
Nope.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday.
Played Ben.
Oh, nobody cares who that was. Was his name Ben in real life?
His name was Jeremy Miller.
That's what
Jeremy
it was.
Miller.
He's ready to begin.
30.
No. 36.
38.
Oh.
Wow.
Ben Seaver. The Forgotten Seaver.
Oh, wait, the Forgotten Seaver. That wasn't the, I thought that was the kid.
That was the kid. Because she disappeared and then came back and it was a different one.
Even
and then
the
next time we saw her, she was in Man of Steel.
Oh!
Do you remember her? The waitress in Man of Steel? That was the little girl from Growing Pains.
Yeah, but no, that was Ben Seaver. That was the boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I moved on from that.
Sorry.
Oh, Doug.
Next up, reality television star and wife of Kanye West.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian!
27.
28.
34 years old.
She's old.
She is.
Stop it, guys.
She's so old. Harrison Ford.
Nope.
Mark Hamill.
Nope.
Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
Yay!
That's like the Trinity.
Old cinnamon roll head herself.
And then you go off from there. It's funny because DC has Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman as their Trinity.
Did you see that Warwick Davis is playing? He's in episode 7.
Really?
Yeah. And you know
who he's playing. So cool. Would he be Wicked? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Hang on. Let's look it up. Are you going to throw up? Whoa. Don't fall down.
I love Star Wars, guys.
Carrie Fisher is
Oh, man.
65.
Okay, no, you know what? I've got this.
Oh.
77. 87.
I don't think they say
56 years old.
She is 58.
Dang it!
What did I say? 60-something? 5?
Yep. That was good. On to dates.
How did I screw that up?
I don't know. But that's okay.
Disco. So she must have been 19 and... Okay. Dang it.
That was good.
Dang it.
Right there.
Hey, hey. Love you, Carrie Fisher.
On this day in what year, the U.S. Navy frigate Constitution, also known as Old Ironsides, was launched into the Boston Harbor?
No clue.
18. Wait, no.
1908. 1920.
1797.
Oh, right? I mean, right, guys? We're so close.
On this day in what year, Thomas Edison invented a workable electric light at his laboratory in New Jersey?
It's electric!
Doug, do you remember the day you played this?
Yeah.
Dude, the electrocution story. That was the best, man.
Just a window into your comedy and your heart.
Oh, man. Thomas Edison. When did this happen?
Is this Spanish right now?
1869. I don't remember.
1841.
1879.
Whoa. Wait. That was close.
Doug. Don't mess with me, man.
In this day in what year? Washington postal worker Thomas L. Morris Jr. died of inhaled anthrax.
Oh!
Whoa.
Nice. Is this anthrax?
82.
Oh, hang on. I'm yawning.
Okay. 78.
2001.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, because that's when it was like, oh, they're putting anthrax. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and what year, the United We Stand benefit concert for September 11th terrorist attack victims held at RFK Stadium, Washington, D.C., headlined by Michael Jackson, Aerosmith, Mariah Carey, the Backstreet Boys, and others.
2001?
Yeah, 2001's correct.
Hey!
Okay, yeah.
And the number one song today.
Oh, man!
Yeah, lady. How
on
you
that
doing?
Midnight train to Georgia.
That's where I'm gonna be.
LA.
Too much for the man.
Too much for the man.
Make it. So he's leaving the life.
Where's he going?
He's come to know.
What? What does he know? Tell us.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find. Oh man, this is a jam.
I don't want to guess.
I don't either. On this day in 1971.
Hang on.
Number one hit.
Spent 2 weeks at number one.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
On a midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah.
Said he's going back.
Going back to find.
To a
okay. 1973.
1973 is correct.
Yes, nicely done.
Hooray for me.
Yeah, hooray for you. That was good.
Today is Reptile Awareness Day, Apple Day, Count Your Buttons Day, National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, and Game One of the World Series Day,
hey,
and New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. Quick break. We got a lot of jams for you. A lot of locals rule submissions.
We do.
And if the webcam isn't working, I'm taking my shirt off because this tag is killing me.
Take it off, baby. It's not working.
It's Shirtless Tuesday. This tag is making me crazy.
Leaving on a midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah, we got a great show. We're really excited. New Music Tuesday.
It's electric.
Close.
Oh, man. Coming right back with that, so get your judging pants on.
Oh, no.
Your chance to vote and judge other people's creativity.
Cool.
Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can just search My Static Radio on Facebook. Find us. Hang out with us. Right back with that. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
It's a time
for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Happy birthday, Carrie Fisher!
Thank you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Star Wars! It's not Star Wars.
I think last year for her birthday, I posted a photo.
What?
I know. On my Instagram.
Why?
Happy birthday that's the first Disney princess that stole my heart, yo.
Nah, she wasn't a Disney princess then.
I know. First princess.
First princess. Yes. Okay. Yes, oh yes.
The ripe old age of like three.
The very first princess to ever grace our presence was that sweet, sweet young lass. Her name was Carrie Fisher.
Mmm.
Scooby-Doo.
Princess Cinnamon Buns.
I love Scooby-Doo right now. Just thought about it. Like Scrappy-Doo better.
Are you actually watching Scooby?
No, I just thought about it.
Okay.
It crossed my mind and I said, yeah, I'm down with that. I'm on his side.
There you go.
When it comes to Scooby-Doo, I am on his side. I'm not on the side of the villains. What?
We have so many local submissions.
Yeah, so what?
The first one is...
I have to find the bio because it's from our friend Aaron.
Yes, I'll make one up. Local artist from the Albuquerque area. His name is Aaron Moreno.
Dang it.
He's a ridiculously good guitar player.
Yeah.
Plays in a band sometimes called the Echoing Green.
It's somewhere.
He's played in like every other local band ever in Albuquerque.
Really?
He invented cream cheese.
Neat.
Yeah, it's pretty
neat.
Cool.
Neat.
And he's one of the most laid-back dudes you'll ever meet in your entire life. So
that's
if you
cool.
ever have a really difficult decision, you just ask him and he'll be like, oh, wow, yeah, for sure. Whoa, okay. He's like my closest Keanu Reeves friend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I can't find his original bio that he sent us.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, I had a dream yesterday that I met him and he wouldn't let me take a picture with him and I'm still upset by
Would
it.
Would you please?
I woke up shaken. All right, I was distressed.
Okay.
Keanu would not let me take a picture with him because I was trying to explain to him that he's my favorite actor in the world, and he didn't believe me. He thought I was mocking him because that's what most people do with his acting career. And I'm like, no, dude.
No.
I'm serious. I love you, bro. And he's like, why are you lying to me? And I'm like, I'm not lying, Keanu.
He really was disappointed.
I was really disappointed, guys, when
he
I woke up.
He told me about this yesterday.
It was really sad. It was really sad. Keanu, if I ever meet you, let me take a picture with you,
Just
bro.
Let him take a picture.
It'll be totally cool, man.
So here's the deal. Aaron's plays guitar. He's been in a ton of bands, but this project is like a hip-hop inspired thing.
Yeah.
And so this is the song he told us to play. It's called I'll Be.
It's also an instrumental track, so you and I will be singing over it.
Maybe.
We'll be rapping words.
We're going to see if we get inspired.
I would not do that to Aaron.
No, we won't do that. But
for at least the first 30
it
seconds.
It is hip-hop influenced.
There you go. Hip-hop-a-potamus.
Hip-hop-a-lotamus. Yeah. My rhymes is bottomless. There it is.
Without further ado, our boy Aaron Moreno, Locals Rule. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Local submission from our boy Aaron Moreno. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, that was a dig from this guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was liking that.
It's pretty
like
vibey.
More of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, we got some classic crime coming up.
Oh, really?
Brand new classic crime.
Well, sort of. You'll see.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
You'll see.
It is.
Well, it's gonna take me about an hour to get home, so
okay.
You guys can speed it up a little.
We'll wait and play it until right after the hour.
8:15 it is. No, it's coming up. It's coming
right
up.
On. Right on.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey guys, it's Joelle the Nanny.
What up, Joelle the Nanny?
So I was just calling. I mean, that song was no Alligator Sky by Owl City, but I guess I can dig it.
Okay.
Joelle the Nanny, please start liking something else.
Yeah, you can't reference it. You can't.
I have been a strong Owl City fan since I was 15 years old.
I know. Here's what that's like.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Right, that's the thing. It's like you date somebody in high school and then you compare everyone to that person, and no one will ever be that person. Everybody's different, so just move on.
Yeah, and luckily for you,
it's okay.
It's not even that memorable. You can totally move on.
You can absolutely move on.
Minimal effort.
Yeah.
You are fully capable.
Just do it, Joelle.
I was homeschooled, guys. I didn't date anyone in high school.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe.
And that's okay. You know what? Just cling to it, girl. Just cling to it.
You've
all
you got.
And no matter what you guys say, I'm still going to love him.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's all you.
Thank you for
calling.
We
still love you, Joelle.
Love you guys, too.
Bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I was homeschooled. No. Okay, let's see what the people have to say. Bill says don't listen to Thebes because Thebes said not exactly. Matthew says, meh, not bad, doesn't really have the static feel. Bill says, wiggity, 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 whack, dig. Stefan says, I've been listening to this album the last few days, and it's solid. I know Static doesn't play instrumentals, but the album is worth checking out if you're into chill grooves.
Yeah, I actually didn't mind it. I really enjoyed it. I knew it was instrumental, and maybe I'm biased because it's our boy Aaron, but I really, really enjoyed that track.
I'll be sitting right here real patient. Man.
Hey, man, and it's like fall, so the vibe right now is cool.
Chill grooves. I will say this, guys. I did write a song about sleeping in chocolate milk while that was playing. It was dope. Not the drug. Like, cool. It was cool. Not like cold. It was good.
It was fantastic.
Okay, right.
I really enjoyed it.
Our boy Wooly says, Denver report. It's kind of driving me nuts, but I think that's because I'm bald now and my face is cold. Love you. Did you see he shaved his beard?
Wooly shaved his beard. He straight razored his whole face.
I told him he was looking slick.
He looks, yeah. He looks like a Bond villain.
Thieves wants to know if everyone listened to something other than what he heard. He's like, am I out of the loop? Jeff said Barry, Leonard said dig it, and Misty said, Okay, let's move on.
There you go.
We got another Locals Rule.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote that.
All right, let's see.
We have a few.
From the band Markland? That's next on the list?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, and he sent us a bio. Here's the thing. There's so many, but I guess he sent this a while ago.
And we've played Markland in the past.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We played different Markland
Okay.
So he sent us a new one. And said, attached are a few songs off the recently released album.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you at least one of them suits your taste and is aligned with the vision of the station.
Okay that, so we're just going to play
Make sense.
We're going to play Wishing Well.
Okay, song is Wishing Well.
So this is it. This is Wishing Well from Mark Lind. Tell us what you think about it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com / My Static Radio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now. Heaven is a gate. Static. Time will never wait. Heaven is a gate. We will not die in vain.
Mark Lind. I apologize to all you guitar solo enthusiasts who are like, he's talking over the solo.
How could you do it?
Sorry, y'all. Song is Wishing Well. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about that jam.
Leonard says, this song makes me feel like I'm a sharp-dressed man. Yes. Thanks to you guys, I'm a fan of this band. Mark says, two thumbs up. I love the solid southern rock feel. I get tired of all this alternative rock. Missy says, dig it. Jaden says, bury. Matthew says, no. Bill says, Daryl Mansfield?
There you go. Tell us what you think. It's a locals rule. If you're a local artist, you would like to get your music played on Static Radio, submit it through our website, mystaticradio.com. You can upload an MP3, give us your band bio, tell us a little bit about yourself, like this artist hailing from Miami, Florida.
Florida. Vinish Seals?
Vinish Seals. They go to Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church. Their website's being developed.
Oh, good.
They're a praise and worship band, Sunday school teacher, and youth leader at the church.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vinish Seals? I'm trying to see if they have a Facebook. Vinish Seals. Nothing's pulling up.
Song is called As Often As I Do This, a locals rule from Miami, Florida. Very, very cool. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Vinish Seals.
Yeah.
Thebe says, whoa.
Nathan says, am I allowed to say anything bad about a song about Holy Eucharist?
Right.
Jaden says, no. Leonard says, K. Peterson says that not even a berry cremate it.
Good grief.
Wow. Stefan says, I feel bad saying anything negative about this, but no. Just no. I can't even. Bill says, I just want to act something.
Bill.
Matthew says, berry. Leonard says, I haven't had my coffee yet. Not for me. Matthew says, Whitney Houston?
Hey, you know what? She's got a beautiful voice.
She does have a beautiful voice. Not for our station.
Creepy Caleb says, ah, so nostalgic. Back to the days of my Bible sing-song along days.
Dawn wants to know what's happening. I think she just turned the app on and was like, what is happening? Sorry, Dawn. Love you.
It's New Music Tuesday. We got the submission from Miami, Florida. Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church out there. Shout out.
A friend of mine just messaged me and said, I thought I was listening to Family Life Radio.
Okay.
That's a local station here in Albuquerque. Right, see?
You
see?
Yeah.
What if somebody new had just turned in tuned in and they were like, whoa, this is not for me. I'm fine with the Eucharist with the communion. I'm fine with all that, but no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the static vibe.
Not for our station.
Not the static vibe.
But Vinish Seals, if for some reason you are listening, thank you for sending us
your
music.
Dude, beautiful voice.
Yep.
Song is called As Often As I Do This. I don't know if you caught that.
What?
Moving on.
As often as we play this song?
Emma Michelle from Gilbert, Arizona.
Hooray!
We got local submissions from like all around the country.
We got a bunch this week.
Very, very cool. Emma is a 17-year-old high school student just getting started in the pop world.
Ooh.
She's been singing in choirs, playing piano for years, and now she's just released her second single, Build You Up.
Build You Up!
Take it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Ready to do this?
I am always ready.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static! Emma Michelle. Song is called Build You Up.
Why'd you want to go back in so fast?
What? Gilbert, Arizona. That's where she's coming from. 17-year-old high school student. Just getting started in the pop world, she said. She's been singing in choirs and playing piano for years. And now she's trying to do something different. Give her some feedback. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about it.
Hang on, I'm programming the drums right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, if you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, it's easy. MyStaticRadio.com. Upload MP3s to us. Give us a band bio. What do the people have to say?
Steven says, the song's not bad. She has potential. Not really my thing, Barry. Laura says, not my style, Barry. Kelly says, better than the last one. Leonard says, I'm on the fence about this one. Matthew says, Pat says, this lady feels like she's stuck in the 80s.
She's 17, bro. She wasn't even alive in the 80s.
Misty says, very Mandy Moore, but I'll dig. Huh. Bill says, no. And then Matthew says, Pat also says he feels like a balloon ride. Jeff says, it's okay. And that's Jeff Gordon, people. That's right. Jeff Gordon comments on our page.
Talladega Nights.
That's right.
Booyah.
Booyah. Driving in a circle for hours. That's what I'm talking about. I think we're good on that one.
Okay.
Now, okay, Doug, do we have one more locals rule? How many were on that disc? I think there's one more.
Yeah.
Okay. This one comes from our boy, Levi the Poet.
Oh!
Yes, he sent us a song. And you know him.
I
do. So tell everyone about him.
He's a poet. His name's Levi.
And he knew it. What did my dad say last week? I'm a poet and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
He got that from something. He's not that funny.
Levi the Poet, local artist of the Albuquerque area.
He is that funny.
Dude is awesome.
He is.
We actually played a track featuring him from Glowhouse.
Here it is. Yes, we did. He's a spoken word artist and storyteller from ABQ, New Mexico. He's been touring full-time since 2009. He has a wife and a cat.
Oh, you love him!
We are like-minded individuals. The cat is raising up an insurrection to overthrow him as head of the household. This track is a single from his forthcoming album, Correspondence. Mm. A fiction. This song is The Great American Game.
Booyah. There you go. Let us know what you think.
Chapter 3, The Great American Game.
Yeah. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Dear Diary, Grandfather's as creaky as his front porch. Hope of certain smiles in those photos for us when I pray. Time is a cruel lover. She breaks her house apart at its bones. You know, comfort is no good reason for standing still. And idle hands build nothing that you can call your own.
Levi the Poet, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also chime in on the phone lines, 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Local boy to the Albuquerque area.
I'm trying, guys. I forgot to type it. I'm sorry.
What?
The Great American Game by Levi the Poet.
Teo!
Hey, he's got like a big fan base. Look, I messed up. Everybody messes up.
You didn't put it on Facebook.
I told you a second ago. I forgot to put it up. Hang on.
Oh man, Levi the Poet.
Let's see what people say. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, it's because you just posted it 8 seconds
said anything.
Ago.
Hang on, refresh. Nobody said anything.
Oh, man.
Refresh. Nobody said anything. I'm sorry, guys. Matthew Lopez said Eminem.
Eminem?
Is that
because you just don't have a lot of hip-hop references?
Tell
if you're going to try and do something like that, the only person you could potentially do is Macklemore, and he's been doing this longer than Macklemore. So you can't even do that.
Dude,
Matthew,
I want
to
say
this. Go back and listen to Reliant K.
Leonard says, dig it. You know what? I'm not a big spoken word guy at all, really at all. But my thing, my kudos to Levi is that he is unique. And when I hear him on any, because he's been in the least of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Glowhouse song.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this for a long time because I remember even when Waverly was touring, I would see Levi's name you know, in venues. But anyway, all that to say, he's very unique. He's got his own thing. When it's him, when he's speaking, you know it's him.
Yeah.
And that's difficult in any realm.
Yeah.
You know, to be a band that sounds like just you. And I assume, you know, if you're doing spoken word, it's got to be equally as tough.
Yeah.
The only other big spoken word artist that I've ever been exposed to is that Bradley Hathaway guy. Mm-hmm. And I never got into that. And then Me Without You, I guess, but they're a band.
Right.
You know? But so it's not really...
Yeah.
And then later in their career, they started singing more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Bill says, no, Bill, I'm not reading that. Sean says he could kill it if he did a rap album, Dig. And then Matthew said, Pat likes it.
Okay. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can chime in on the phone line. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Fantastic. How are you?
Awesome. I'm calling to comment on the poet guy.
Yeah.
So, it's funny. You guys are so cute.
Thanks.
What I thought was, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Before, so I thought it was really cool. It went a little bit fast for me, so.
Oh, it went fast.
And it's kind of early. It's kind of early. And, but I thought it was really nice. I liked it.
Okay, cool.
Kind of woke me up.
There you go.
What's your name?
Francis.
Thank you for calling, Francis.
You're welcome, you guys.
Have a good day, okay?
Y'all too.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
If you call in, turn your radio down, because then you start listening to yourself on the radio and there's a delay.
You could tell she hurt herself. She's like, oh, no.
And then you kind of want to hear yourself, but you got to still remember what you were saying. But you got to, okay.
Okay.
Dig it or bury it at Facebook.com.
I think that's all of our locals
rule. Locals rule this morning. That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Thanks to all the artists who submitted music to us this week. If you would like to submit music for locals rule, mystaticradio.com under the locals rule section, and just give us your MP3s. We'll play them.
Please.
Yes.
Do.
Yes. Absolutely.
Our boy Chris Chicago he's also a radio guy, and he sent us a track from a band called Archer's Rise. We've played this band before. I don't think they passed the test on New Music Tuesday, so we'll see if it happens this time. This song is called Mirrors.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Oh, good.
I remembered this time. It's posted.
Okay. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
There it is, hiding.
Archer's Rise. We don't need fists to fight.
We don't. I just did a little research on that band, and I guess the main guy in that band was in Falling Up for a minute.
Okay.
And then he fell out of it. Just kidding. That's a joke. Guys, that's a joke.
He was falling, and now he's rising.
He actually fell down.
Right.
Instead of up, which is so confusing for people like me who just don't understand the way gravity works.
There you go.
But anyway, his name was Tom, and he was in Falling Up, and he started this band. They were originally called Becoming an Archer. But then as more members joined, they felt like a name change was pertinent, so they decided to
rise up like when you fall up.
They said during this time where they were forming their band, they discussed whether the name Becoming an Archer really captured the felt purpose of their relationships and music. After much deliberation, the group settled on the name Archer's Rise.
Hmm.
They felt it represents a powerful movement and a captivating sound that would bring the best out of difficult situations and brighten the lives touched by the music.
Well, all right. Phone lines are jammed.
All right.
505-338-3700 to comment. Static.
Yo, what's up again, fellas?
What up?
Hey, so I'm going to have to say Crank the Jam from Chris Chicago.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Crank it. Crank it!
Normally I don't like that electric type stuff, but I don't know, it kind of spoke to me where it's, you know, look in the mirror, the beast is coming.
Yeah.
Kind of hear that as, like, ourselves, you know?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Right on.
Yeah, right on. Have a good one.
Hey, if you're seeing somebody else in a mirror, something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Dang.
Static.
Yeah, dude, I was just telling Doug that, how fast you guys are at researching. Like, I was going to call in and say, yeah, that's the dude from Falling Up. He used to be in that band. And then it's like, Mateo already hit it with everybody with the news, like, so quick, man. But, yeah, that song you should definitely add to rotation, man. You guys should definitely. That song is amazing.
Cool.
Maybe not the greatest ever, but, like, that song you could definitely put in rotation and people will jam to it, dude.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Static.
You could definitely put
Hello.
It in.
Hello. Yeah.
Comment on the radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on.
You are on.
Yeah, you're on.
Hey.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm driving and
I'm
on the
phone. No, dude!
What?
No, I'm breaking the law, but very rarely. I listen to you guys every morning on the commute, but I had to call because that was a dumb song.
A dumb song?
So awesome!
Awesome.
Oh, I couldn't understand.
It sounded like you said that was a dumb song.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. I was like, oh, okay, wow. Really passionate against it.
It had a little bit of an 80s vibe, but I really liked it. I'm going to hang up now so I don't get arrested.
Okay, yeah, don't get arrested. Bye. All right, thanks for calling.
Guys, don't call while
you're
driving.
Guys, come on, man.
Text us. No, I'm kidding. Do not
text.
Do not.
This station.
Hands free, yo.
Hands free is the way to be. Hands free since 2003.
Hands free is the way for me.
Okay. What do you want to do now?
Well, did we get comments on Facebook?
Yeah, we did.
Facebook?
There.
Bunches of comments
on
Facebook.
Our computer's stuck.
Oh, that's
what's
good.
What's up with that?
It's
Doug, we're getting bad sign. Bad sign, Doug.
Already.
Oh, no. Don't do this to me. You're a brand new computer.
Don't become.
It
hates you.
No.
Okay.
Okay. It came back. Steve says, I've heard this. Still don't care for it. Sean says, kind of dig. Eh. Louis says, meh, Barry. Donna says, I like it. Dig it. Luis says, no. I zoned out.
Yeah.
Barry. Casey says, dig. Ashley says, I could live without it. Jeff says, dig. Kind of. Stefan says, not really my thing. Barry. Bill says, Journey, Foreigner, Keys with meh today sound. Meh. Sean says, dig, but I feel like it needs a better drummer to drive the song into a hot diggity dog GG song. Okay. Stefan says, I think you played this song last time you played them.
Oh.
I looked that up. We played a song called Sway With Me from Archer's Rides. But I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe we played both of them.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Matthew says, Me Gusta. And
it's obviously so memorable, we don't remember if we played it.
Yeah. Leonard says, You Shall Not Pass, JK, dig it. I didn't look too closely. I did see their name in our programming stuff.
Yeah.
And it was...
maybe.
It was called Sway With Me. And when I loaded this song, it didn't say that there was a copy. So
right.
I don't know. Maybe we did play it before. Yeah, we played it before.
Whatever.
Who knows when we played
it. Obviously, super memorable.
Mm-hmm. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
Dang, good call, Stevan. Thanks for listening so much.
Yeah.
I don't even listen that much, and I work here.
Where do you want to go next? You want to hit some hip-hop? You want to hit some acoustic-y?
Let's do classic crime for our boy.
Yeah. Jet Sky in Rio, big classic crime fan. Now, this is brand new, but not.
Yes, this is from their... They kick-started an album, and it's called Revisited or something. There's a lot going on with classic crime. You should go to their social media, their Facebook or whatever, and see what all is going on. But
I
this
love
is
this
an
song.
Old song,
yeah.
Revisited,
yeah.
In a completely different way. It's called We All Look Elsewhere. Again, it's Revisited from their new album, and it's classic crime. So tell us what you think about it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Ooh!
Changing the game. Redoing all their songs. Better-er. Or did they? Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. The classic crime, We All Look Elsewhere, Revisited.
Listen.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dude, I could go home now.
You could go home now.
Nothing will be better than that.
And that goes out to our boy Jet Sky in Rio, right?
Oh, man. Yep. Jet Sky in Rio, that's for you. Classic crime, We All Look Elsewhere. I am so stoked they are doing new music. Now, granted, that is a revisit to an old song, but they did that really, really well.
Dude, my hands are sweaty.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's is it coffee?
Your hands are sweaty. That's weird.
I don't
weird.
Know why they're so sweaty.
Are you sure it's not just like the condensation from the cup of your drink?
This is a hot drink.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I have a nice drink. I was looking at my hands.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Guys, I think I'm coming down with something. Could be that Ebola. Jeff
Why
says, good
am I
voice.
Locked in a room with you?
You just got to be, man.
Oh.
It's our journey together. Jeff says, good voice, dig. Danielle and Myra say, dig. Donna says, I like 6-8 time. Dig, diggity, dig, 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 dig. Travis says, dig. Sean says, aw, dig. Miriam says, yes, yes, yes. Carly says, normally I can't listen to a lot of classic crime, but I love the new version. Stefan says, ooh, this is nice, dig. Casey says, dig. Bill says, Barry. Kevin Douglas Hammer, please.
Okay.
Leonard says, yes, the cello sets it off. Mm-hmm. Angelica says, she is loving this. Thebe says, dude, wow, yes. Matthew says, I love the classic crime. This song was okay, and put up a funny picture. Brian says, I love this so much, that cello, though. And then Carl says, love classic crime. And put up a funny picture as well. Thank you guys for participating.
Man, I have missed the classic crime, and that seriously was the best way to bring them back with that Revisited.
Yeah.
That song, now you got to go back and listen to the original.
Yeah, I've never
it's
really
definitely
listened
different.
To them.
It's, wow. Static.
Come on, Bill.
I know, right? Come
I know,
on, Bill.
Bill.
Come on.
He's a downer, man.
They okay,
call him Bill
yeah.
the downer.
Big classic crime fan. What did you think about the Revisited take on that song?
You know, it was different, but definitely a dig.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Super different.
Wanted to say, don't waste your time going to the polls, buddy. Just put it in rotation.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Right on. Later.
Later. Love Jets guy. Good dude. All right. Keeping it going. Now, I'm excited to play this track.
This song is Life on Mars by Jacob, and it is very self-explanatory.
Absolutely. We don't play a lot of hip-hop. This dude originally from, what was it, Soldiers? Or was it Group One Crew?
No, it's not Group One Crew.
It was from one of them. Soldiers. I believe it was
Maybe.
Soldiers.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm on the right track.
You're on a track.
I am.
Track.
Check out the lyrics to this song, because I feel like this song is going to be a little controversial.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Doesn't pull any punches with this track. But we got it sent to us and thought, hey.
I think living in this state, too. Like, yeah. if somebody tunes in for the first time and they hear this song, they're going to be like, whoa!
Well, we know where they stand.
Yeah, I guess we do. Let's play it.
Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't let them find one organism. Got the nerve to call that life.
Life on Mars.
Yep.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the new music submissions that we are receiving. You can also send us an email if you want, studio@mystaticradio.com. Tell us what you think about all the jams we are playing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm switching between 1,000 things.
Okay.
I was trying to find info on Classic Crime,
and we
got an email. Now I'm looking
up how.
Right? Okay, Jeff says, please bury. Brian says, planet Earth, dig. Thebe says, I'm not normally a violent person. Bill says, it's aight. TJ says, finally, someone put in sound what outhouses smell like. Leonard says, dig, even though I know Bill Peterson is old and will say bury. Nathan says, ha ha ha, holy crap, yes. Laura says, dig. Sammy says, bury it. Carl says, ooh, this is hard, dig, dig, dig. Gotta have my hip hop.
Okay. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Hey, guys. It's Susie.
Hey, Sup?
I liked that song. I don't think it's really something that Static is prone to play a lot because it's not the vibe. But definitely the message.
There you go.
And as a pregnant woman, I who also has never been one for abortion.
Yeah.
I definitely echo the sentiments of this song.
There you go.
Because I always find it funny how people are saying, oh, well, let's save this microorganism, but a microorganism that is eventually going to grow into a full-grown human, let's just kill that off.
Right.
You know.
Solid message. Thanks for the call, SB.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got want to play one more before the top of the hour?
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll take a quick break. This one coming from Tall Walker.
Tall Walker. We play a song from these guys, and it was time for a new song. This is a brand new single from the band. It's called Dance All Night. Tell us what you think about it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Tall Walker, Dance All Night, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the music we're playing here on this new Music Tuesday.
No.
Yes.
Leonard said, I was digging it till the chorus. Mike says, bury it. Jeff says, no. Sammy says, bury it, please. I've heard better.
Okay.
People
love it, man. They're just yes.
Thebe says, not terrible. Bill says, my hips won't last. And TJ said, when are you going to play music?
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Nice, guys.
We'll play music right after this. Got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some Little Hurricane, some Ryan Clay, brand new Aaron Gillespie.
Hey.
Some good stuff. That dude's in the ABQ, and he better get his booty on the show.
Booty on the show.
I texted him yesterday, and he said, he. And I said, what does that even mean?
That's good. I texted him. He said, who is this?
Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a talk.
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
I love Star Trek.
Yeah.
Star Trek is awesome.
Happy birthday, Carrie Fisher.
Happy birthday.
Princess Leia, you are 58 years old today. 58. Yeah.
58.
I know, guys. How's it make you feel?
I feel good.
Good. That's good.
How do you feel?
How feels you?
How feels you?
How feels you do?
Yeah. I feel good. Good. You know, it's New Music Tuesday. Got some jams for you.
Jam!
If you're new
that,
to...
Hey, do you remember that Michael Jackson song with Michael Jordan and it was
course.
Called Jam?
Yeah.
Jam! Yeah. The Michaels teamed up.
Yeah. It was good.
They didn't team up with George Michael.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Yeah.
We got
they
our,
didn't.
We got our boy DJ Bossman Dan in here trying to fix our camera.
Yeah.
Dan, how do you feel?
We kind of suck at this.
I have some neck trauma right now.
I'm sorry.
So I feel pretty terrible.
Oh, that's
why do
bad.
You have neck trauma?
Slept on it wrong.
Oh,
slept
come on. We got in a car accident and we're fine.
Are you sure it's because Doug went and dressed so good
ibuprofen.
Today he was snapping that neck?
Guys, I don't actually
ibuprofen.
Have a curve. I don't actually have a curve in my neck because of whiplash from when I was a teenager.
What?
Oh,
what
dude,
does that mean?
I just, that's,
what happened? It's, tell us your story.
No.
It's long, but the long story short is I got rear-ended by a car doing about 50 miles an hour faster than I was.
Whoa!
I had skid marks on his hood.
Whoa.
Wait. Dang, dude.
That's crazy.
That stinks. I'm glad you're alive.
Me too. I'm happy.
How's well, what's the camera
got,
update?
It's
how's
just
that
got real
feeling?
Weird?
No, it's cool, man. Just let hey, just let it happen.
Oh man,
we got Peter Benson in the other room.
Yeah, that's right.
He's doing real good.
It's New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the new music we get submitted week in and week out. Help us out. We there's so much music that we listen to. That
it's a lot of music.
By the end, it's just all this blob o music. So we need your help.
Blob-o.
Deciphering, discerning, figuring out. Does this work? Yeah!
Is it up?
Figuring out what we need to do.
Daniel, fix the camera, everybody.
Yeah. DJ Bossman Dan, everyone.
Gosh, that is a delayed camera.
Yeah.
I just smiled at myself. That was weird.
That's good. That's good.
I feel better, though.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's the format. We've got some more music for you. This next artist, they're called Little Hurricane.
Yeah, they are.
How do we find these guys?
I can't even remember. But they're a fun band.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I know why. Because they were on that Indivision Music website. And IndieVisionMusic.com has actually done a little thing about Static one time when we premiered New House Heroes.
Okay.
They were all about it.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, this guy was in he was in some old Christian band or whatever and went on to do a different thing, and it's Little Hurricane.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Little Hurricane Bones, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the new music that we'd rock. What do the people have to say?
Jeff says it's okay, dig it. Thebe says, there it is, something worthy to be played on Carrie Fisher's birthday. Bill says, dig that, get fiddle. KDH, please. Stefan says, sounds a bit like Cardboard Kids in a good way. Nice and chill, dig it.
I like that.
That's what we got so far.
All right. We got the webcam up and running, mystaticradio.com. It's fixed, guys.
It's fixed. Kind of. DJ Bossman Dan.
We kind of figured it out. This is what happens. They were like, hey, dummy morning show guys who talk for a living who don't have real jobs, we want to give you these really hard tasks like working your overly complicated webcam with all the camera angles and desktop captures and whatnot.
It looks like it might be a little bit herky-jerky, though.
Mm.
So bear with us.
It's good.
Please.
Trying to get it worked out. In the meanwhile, hang out with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Rolling through some new music. Your chance to vote on all the new jams. As I mentioned, got a brand new Aaron Gillespie track. We're going to be premiering coming up as well.
Yep.
Some Cardboard Kids. But right now.
Right now.
This next band, they're called I Am Clay.
Mm-hmm.
The song is Choosing Joy.
That's what you need to do.
You got to choose it, man.
You got to choose it sometimes. Choose it if you lose it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Choose it or you'll lose it.
No, choose it if you lose it.
But if you lose it, how can you choose it?
You have to. It's a choice.
Oh.
It's not an object.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get it one day.
Cool, man.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. I am Clay, choosing joy.
Digger you are.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But are you choosing that song?
Are you going to choose that song?
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Let's see what the people have to say.
What did the people say?
Leonard says, I don't hate it. Thebe says, Bill and I agree. Bill said, yawn, KDH, please. And Bill asked Thebe to go on a lunch date. Sammy says, all right, but bury it. Natalie says, yes. Casey says, dig. Bernadette says, dig. Jeff says, dig. Laura says, dig.
Okay. Y'all
see,
are confused.
See, Steve-O, you got to choose it.
Okay.
You got to choose.
You just choose your attitude.
Even in, yeah, because joy is...
Comes in the morning.
A three-letter word
okay.
that describes a giraffe that lives in the zoo. Joy is a giraffe eating palm fronds out of your hand.
I thought it was the attitude you choose and the order of service that you provide to the world.
No.
Jesus.
Gosh, who
others,
told you that?
Jesus others you. Joy.
Who told you that?
My mom.
No.
Oh.
Don't, yeah, your mom that let you watch RoboCop when you were four.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Jesus others you.
Did you choose RoboCop or did it choose you? Joy chooses you. There's a big difference here.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about all the new music. We got a few more to premiere for you this morning. This next band, they're called Animal Flag.
Neat.
Song is Solace. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Animal Flag, song called Solace. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to the show.
You're growing your hair out, you hippie.
Me?
You think you got your long hair? You're hiding it beneath your ball cap?
You know.
Bill Peterson says, it's not a Coney Island with light onions, but it's okay. KDH, please. Are we going to play that for him, or are we just
no,
going to not?
No.
Sorry, Bill. You lose again.
Gosh.
Natalie says, another dig. Jeff says, dig it. Stefan says, has an older Manchester orchestra feel. I'm really digging it. I got a brand new vibe off of it, too. And Thebe says, I can go for this. I want to especially thank my boy James over in SoPo, because he was like, Matt, you need to play this song from this band called Animal Flag.
Dude.
And so we did.
And it's a jam.
And it's a jam.
You can also send your suggestions in, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or send us an email, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Tell us what you think, what
yes.
songs you're loving,
yes.
vibing on right now. We'll play them for New Music Tuesday.
We're going to do something with them. I don't know what it is.
Let the people see.
Let the people see.
This next band we discovered through some friends in Poema.
Yes.
Out in Nashville, and they do a lot of work with these guys, and yeah.
And, okay, we've played a few Cardboard Kids songs, all of their rocking songs, but I thought it would be cool with it being the fall season
yeah.
to do a little something different, show a different side of the band. So this is
okay.
Mercy from Cardboard Kids from their album Echo Boomer.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Cardboard Kids, song called Mercy. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Let's see what the people say. Thebe says, good stuff. TJ, ever the troll, says, I think this song should be like Mark Driscoll and quit.
Wow, dude.
Guys, his profile's right there if you want to add him as a friend and then be mean to him.
If ever there were a time to... Oh, my gosh.
Leonard says, dig it. My suggestion, the Avett Brothers. Sammy says, not really. Jeff says, okay, dig. Stefan says, the build at the end is really nice, dig. Bill says, the Cardboard Kids has so much better stuff. KDH, please. Carly says, yes, I like both styles they have, dig. Natalie says, would love to hear this one again, dig, and a big heart. And Joel the Nanny says, love this song so much. I have this album, and I jam out all the time. Dig times two.
That's awesome.
We don't have the original KDH, do we? It's on my phone.
We have this track.
We do have this one.
We will not succumb to pushy people on the internet telling
us what
to play.
That's right, you trolls. You old trolls.
Gosh.
It's going to be funny one day when the Lord is like, okay, let's see. America. Okay, America. If you lived in America, between 1995 and 2026? Raise your hand. Okay, how many of you had internet access? Everybody else raises their hand. All right, how many of you liked to troll on the internet? I know you did. Mm-hmm. So raise your hand. Everybody raises their hand. And he's gone. All right. We got to talk about something, guys. You thought it was funny.
Ugh.
And you thought you were funny for a long, long time. Guess what?
What?
You were just being a jerk.
No, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be funny. Fun times. Fun times.
Oh, man. Yeah. Gosh, that was probably... TJ said some crazy things to me. That was the craziest thing. That was, like, probably the most... Oh, gosh.
Well, I think if he would have really been on the ball, he would have said that last week when it happened.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Where you been, TJ? Come on, man. Final track of the morning.
Yeah.
New Music Tuesday.
This is from our friend Aaron Gillespie, who is around.
Yeah, we need to go bug him.
We should. I wonder if he'll be over there today.
I'm assuming.
This is a brand new song from him. He's got a new project coming out. This song is called Praise Him.
Yeah.
It's different than Paramore. It's different than Under Oath. It's different than his other solo project.
It's different than his worship project.
Yeah, it's different than his worship project. So tell us what you guys think.
Aaron Gillespie's song called Praise Him. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Aaron Gillespie, Praise Him. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh.
Huh.
Laura says, we sing this every other Sunday at Sagebrush Del Norte.
Booyah.
All right. Benny says, sets your eyes on Jesus with energy. Dig it. Thebe says, the internet was made for trolling. Also, this would be better if he didn't wear deep V-necks.
Gosh.
The deep V, it's a polarizing T-shirt.
Mm.
It makes people terribly uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people like it.
Some people do.
Nathan says, hard to say anything bad about Aaron Gillespie. Dig it. Jeff says, dig. Joel the Nanny says, I like this very much. Bill says, prelude for sure. Thanks for the KDH teaser. Brian says, like. Brandon says, dig. Mariah says, automatic. Love it. Love it. Smiley face. Thank you guys for participating today in New Music Tuesday.
Tell us what you think about all the music. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some Cold War Kids, some Velveteen, lots of music for you as we launch into a new career.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, what do you know? Back from the dead, right?
Yeah!
Halloween. It's all around us. Traffic, there's just construction going on. No accidents or anything crazy. No blinking lights that you have to turn into four-way stops and panic over. Right now, there's construction. I-25 in Paseo. We have I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp at I-25 north at Jefferson is closed. And Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest, that road construction has reduced the roadway to two lanes. That's your look at traffic right now in Albuquerque.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Apologize for this morning.
Yes.
Had some crazy technical difficulties still happening.
Technical difficulties, meetings, all kinds of things.
Yeah, good things. So obviously the webcam is down and out.
It is.
As is the show mostly, so we apologize for that. But Middays with Mitch on the way. She will guide. She will help. She will instruct.
She'll get you through this day.
We got lots of music for you, but that's good because that's why you listen, right?
Like a beacon. Like a light.
Ooh, a beacon.
Yeah.
I like the beacon.
You like the beacon?
Yeah, the beacon's good.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good times. All right, well, that's it for us. We are on out of here. Middays with Mitch up next. If you have no idea what's going on in this world, you need to go over to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It'll help you.
It will help you, guys.
Love, life, liberty, all the rest.
Yep.
It's for you, man.
Love, life, and liberty. Wasn't that a Newsboys album?
Love, Liberty, Disco.
That's what was.
Gross.
That's what was.
I know what that was.
Guys, we're calling it a little early today.
Hey, speaking of, Winter Jam coming up. We're going to be interviewing Hillsong United tomorrow. Yeah.
That's right.
Also going to be talking with Kirk Cameron, so if you would like to get questions in for those guys, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, that's exciting.
That is exciting. I am stoked to be interviewing Mr. Kirk Cameron. I hope that he actually calls this time.
I know, he dissed us last week.
Maybe there won't be any Duck Dynasty in our future.
Woo! We'll see what happens. In the meantime, some Brooke Frazier on the way back and details on Winter Jam. That is it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana with Kirk Cameron and Hillsong United. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Static.